It could end up costing $3 billion to rebuild the thousands of buildings in Joplin, Missouri that were destroyed by this weekend's tornado.
But $3 billion doesn't pay for lost photos, lost pets, lost homes, lost lives.
This is like War of the Worlds, you know, or the Blitz in London. That's exactly what I thought. I mean, that's what it must have looked like. I mean, I've never seen trees that just like look like matchsticks.
Diane Parker's home was completely demolished in the storm. She spoke to CBS News.
In a city where entire neighborhoods were leveled and nothing remains but debris, how do you estimate the real cost of rebuilding? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, May 25th. Rebuilding in Joplin seems like a goal for the future, not for the present.
Well, they're definitely picking up the pieces today, and we'll talk about that. And also more severe weather rampaging across the U.S. heartland. A string of deadly tornadoes has killed at least 9 people in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Several twisters touched down in an Oklahoma City suburb during rush hour, crushing cars and homes. Joining us now from Edmond, Oklahoma, is Michael Cross, Capital Bureau Chief for Public Radio member station KOSU. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I mean, Tornado Alley, it seems to be everywhere in the heartland of America. Describe what happened in your community.
Well, at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the tornado started crossing what was I-40, which is the major interstate that travels east-west in Oklahoma. And that's where most of the damage was done, most of the deadly damage, where at least 5 people were killed. 4 of them we know were on I-40. And most people took cover. We knew about it all day long. And so most people took cover, but there were about 71 injuries. And mostly it did not hit Oklahoma City, but it hit the surrounding areas the hardest. A lot of people without homes.
Again,
coming through damage.
The severity and the deaths are underscored by the fact that after weeks and weeks of this severe weather, people's complacency about living in Tornado Alley is gone. People take cover and take these warnings seriously, yet still more fatalities.
Right, and I think most people do here in Oklahoma. We take it very seriously. It's just when you're caught out in it, a lot of these people, they might have been just traveling through the state and aren't aware. But for the people who actually live here, everybody that I spoke with yesterday was hunkered down and ready for the severe weather. And although they might have lost their homes, their main goal was to protect their lives.
And we are certainly thinking about them this morning. Michael Cross, KOSU reporter from Oklahoma City, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That violent weather comes 48 hours after a nearly mile-wide tornado killed 122 people in Joplin, Missouri.
Be careful, guys.
That's the sound of search and rescue teams there. They refuse to abandon hope of finding more survivors.
Doing a street-by-street sweep, you know, walking through. We're checking, you know, affected houses and structures. We're also affecting piles that are there, you know, looking for any sign of a body. Or, you know, we're also, you know, still in the search mode looking for live victims.
It has been a historic spring for deadly weather. Nearly 500 Americans have been killed by tornadoes so far this year. That's double the annual average. Some other stories. Multiple reports the Justice Department will indict former senator and presidential candidate John Edwards for violating campaign finance laws.
And President Obama gives a speech in London this morning. He's expected to say the U.S.-British partnership is the cornerstone of global security. Oprah Winfrey's final show airs this afternoon after a 25-year run. We want to hear from you. Give us your sort of assessment of Oprah's legacy on television, 877-8-MY-TAKE. She's not going away, of course. Asian and European markets are mixed. Looking at the markets, futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,356. The S&P opens at 1,316. The NASDAQ starts trading a little later this morning at 2746.
We're going to be following severe weather throughout the country. Droughts in Texas, flooding in Mississippi, record snowpack in the West. We want you to get into this conversation. Give us a weather report. What's the weather where you are? 877-8-MY-TAKE.